The following shiur was delivered by Rabbi Aaron David Lebovitz, Rav of Young Israel of Cleveland Heights, and Chavir of Vad HaRabbanim of Cleveland, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Mishnah Daf Mem Vav tells us, HaMapelas Kamin Behema Chayev Oif, that if a woman gives birth to a miscarriage, and the embryo looks even like it's deformed and looks like a Behema Chayev Oif, according to Reb Meir, it patters the Rechem, and the next baby would not be a Bechor. The next baby, which would be the first viable baby, they would not have a mitzvah pidyon haben because the preceding miscarriage patters the rechem, even though it looked like a behema chayav ha'oif. Chachamim ma'arim, the Chachamim say, ad sheyehei boi mitzuras adam, that a miscarriage only exempts the woman from pidyon haben if it had an image and looked like a person. But if it didn't have that developed image like a person, it would not to her. This is something that comes up these days as well, that people have miscarriages, very common, especially the first pregnancy. Some people never have a lot of miscarriages. And then they're zeichet to a viable vlad, a zocher, a baby zocher, a firstborn, after the miscarriages. And it's a shaila, do they have a mitzvah pidyon haben or do they not? There's actually a fascinating shaila about a couple that had a miscarriage, and they never told their family about it. It was a late in the pregnancy miscarriage, which would be all the shittas would exempt them from a pidyon haben. But they didn't want to sadden their family. They never told the family. And then they were zeicha afterwards to a ben zachar. And everybody was expecting that they were mitzvah pidyon haben. So now are they going to go back and tell their family that they didn't have that they had a miscarriage, and no pidyon haben? The family is going to have a taina. Why didn't you tell us? They asked the shaila, I think it was Rosh Shlomo Zalman Paskin for them, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that they can make the pidyon haben, and the problem is bracha lebatala, so they can take a gemara, and they can read the nusach of the bracha from the gemara in Pesachim, and as a mederach halimud, which you're betim allowed to say Hashem's name when you're learning gemara, and this way, it'll look like a pidyon haben, and they could work it out with the kain one way or the other, and they will avoid the issue of a lack of shalom if they have to tell them about that they had a miscarriage. But in many cases, it's a shaila if the miscarriage was the type of vlad that would pater from pidyon haben. So this is a shaila that's nagei halacha lemaisa. So the discussion begins with the Chuvas Ma'arik, Sharish Kuf Mem Gimel. And the Maharik discusses a shaila of a woman who gave birth to a zachar. But preceding that zachar, earlier, she had a miscarriage 8 weeks after conception. And the woman herself had no idea what it looked like, but they asked the midwives, the ladies who were helping, and they said that, look, we saw that nephel, and the nephel, really, we couldn't tell any rikum evarim. It did not have any image of a baby. They were just gidin dakim, that shvir, that painter, so to speak, holding the baby, the skin of the baby, just had little gidin, and did not have the tzura of a baby. So, do we have a mitzvah of pidyon haben on this new baby? So the Marik says that even though the Torah writes in Yoredeya, Kuf Tzadik Dalid, that these days we're not bakiyin to be mavchin to ascertain if a shvir is merukim, if it's developed or not, and therefore the Torah is machmer for Hilchas Tuma. The Torah is machmer for Hilchas Tuma, and the Torah says that even if, in any miscarriage, the woman has to sit for 2 weeks for a chash nekeva, if we can't tell what the vlad was. Says the Marik, that's only when it comes to tuma. But over here, we're trying to go the other way and patter up the baby from bechira. We can assume that there's a vada chiva pidyon haben. Number one, because we have a chazaka that the lady started off without having given birth. She has a chazaka that her rechem was not niftered, wasn't pottered up. And if we have a subic of a birth, a subic but the rechem, we can put her on her chazaka, a cheskes haguf, no less, that she didn't have a baby. Number two, there's a chazaka on the nephel, that it's not nisrakma. The nephel starts off not nisrakma. So because of those chazakas, we can assume in the case of suffix, Says the Ma'arik, we can assume in a case of Suffolk that this was not a viable, wasn't a developed enough embryo, and the lady is chayev, this new baby is chayev, this family is chayev in the mitzvah of pigeon haben. And this Ma'arik is cited in the Yerideah, Shenhei, Beis Yosef, and the Kabbais, and Ramah, Sif, Chav, Gimel. However, the Chacham Tzvi in Siman Kuf Dalet asks a very strong question on this Ma'arik from Maseches Nidah Dal Chavta Saman Alf. The Gemara there said that there was a woman who was passing through a river and she had a miscarriage. So the baby's lost. We don't know what it looked like. So it says that maybe a korban v'nechel. The Gemara says you bring a korban leida and it's a vaday chi of korban, not a suffik chul mazara, and you can even be eaten. Rive nashim vlad ma'aya yoldim. Because most ladies give birth to a normal, to a developed vlad. And that's a rife. So you see from that Gemara that when you have a subic, if what a navel is, you have a rife telling you that it's a vlad ma'aya. So how does my Rick take on another bunch of this? Not a good embryo if we weren't sure that it wasn't developed because these chazakais, you have a rife against those chazakais, that rife nashim vlad ma'aya yoldim. So he says that maybe the Marik's only, you have to say, the Marik's going in a case that you checked it and you found it Malemayim. Over there you had actual testimony from the midwives that that embryo really did not look like an embryo. And now we have to maybe be concerned about the tour that we're not Bekiyim. So for that, says the Marik, we can use the Chazakos to say that we can regave the mitzvah pigeon haben against the chash of the tour that we're not Bekiyim. But if you have a bona fide suffix that you don't have any testimony on, there you would not use the chazakos of the Marik. Even the Marik would agree that you would not use his chazakos. You would go back to the roiv of the Gemara and Nida and assume that Vlad Malaya Yoldon and Pashas, there would be no chiv of pigeon haben if you have a suffix nafel. And even if there is, so that's what the Chacham Tzvi says. And he concludes that after 40 days, Vaday din Vlad alav, it's certainly a Vlad. And if you want to be machmer and say that the Marik holds in this case that there is a Chiyav Pigeon Haben, you certainly should not make a brach on it. Because after 40 days, you really have a rive telling you that it was probably a Vlad Malia. And Shus Yaakov, he also asks, like, he discusses the Marik, like, with these Ha'aris of the Chacham Tzvi. And he says that you really shouldn't even be paid a misafik. He disagrees with the Chacham Tzvi that you can be chadish from Marik and do it without a bracha. Shus Yaakov says that if you do it without a bracha, you know what's gonna happen? You're gonna make a bracha. Because you're gonna think that it is a chiyiv, and you're gonna make a bracha, and therefore, als that chash, as a getter and a chaka, you shouldn't do it. And he concludes, he says that we don't find anybody taking the, except for the Chacham Tzvi. Well, even the Chacham Tzvi doesn't say you need to do it. He says if you want to do it without a bracha. Shmuel Yaakov goes a step further and says you shouldn't even do it misafek. Assume it's a vlad ma'alya if there's a miscarriage. Now, the night of Yehuda, the tshuva from the son of the Nevi Yehuda goes the other way. He's machria like the Marik, that if you have a case, a suffix is rocking, if you're not sure the animal was developed, if the embryo was nisraking, ain't a piter. Oh, the Gemara Nida says that there's a rive. The lady gives birth to a surah of a what the Gemara calls a vlad ma'alya, which would pater from pigeon haben. It says the ben of the Nodeh Yehuda, no, that Gemara is only talking after 3 months, when it's hukar ubra. Then avada vlad ma'alya. But over here, the case of the Ma'arik, which was 8 weeks, or any case before 3 months, there we can go like the chazakas of the Ma'arik and assume that it was not a vlad ma'alya. So that would be the cutoff. So according to the Chacham Tzvi, up until 40 days, perhaps, there's a svara to assume that it wasn't a vlad ma'alya. But according to the son of Nevi Yehuda, you have until 3 months that any suffix of a nefel, really any case before 3 months, according to him, you would still have a chiyav pigeon haben. goes the other way, like the Chacham Tzvi, and he says that he never saw Paitrim. Why? Because Ruba Vlad Maya. And the Chacham Sefer says that you're Pater from Pidgin Aben because we assume that it's a Vlad Maya. And in a tzir that you check and you didn't see Rikum, so over there he says that you make a bracha without Shemu Malchus. And then there's a shayla of Shechianu. How does that work out? But Lamais again, so the Chacham Sefer holds that if you didn't check at all, you can assume it's a Vlad Maya and you're Pater. But if you did check, it's like the Chacham Tzvi, but if you did check and you didn't see Rikum, so then you could do it with a bracha without Shema Malchus. So he's not obviously worried with the Shvus Yaakov Chash that you'll come to make a real bracha. The Avnei Nezer is Machriya also like the Chacham Tzvi, that every Vlad Nefel after Mem, after 40 days Paters, and the Ayin Sham, the Rias that he brings. What about the Heinze Gepayskim? So the Nizras Avram, Yerdeya, page Kuftadik Zayin, brings a letter from Rosh Hashanah and Orbach that before 40 days, the Zichr no Rikum. And therefore, before 40 days, you can assume that it wasn't a Vlad Malya, and a miscarriage before 40 days, you have a Chiva Pidgin Aben on the baby that's born afterwards. Rabbi Yosef is brought there, and he says that after 40 days, if they checked and there was no Rikum, the Minig Yerushalayim is to be Paita B'Bracha. And if you didn't check, the minig is without a bracha. And the kohen should return the money. So, I'm not sure if that goes past 3 months or not past 3 months. But l'char without a bracha, it wouldn't be such a problem. So, halacha l'maisa, it seems that before 40 days, you could be paida, many, lot of places can hold, you could be paida without a bracha, you could be paida with a bracha the next, the vlad, and after 40 days, you should check. Rabbi Yosef says we could rely on checking for this. If it looks like it has Rikum, then it taka paters. And if it doesn't look like it has Rikum, then you could do it even with a bracha.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.